Morrillville, April 21st, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Andrea and Danielle. The weather in Morrillville today is hot, humid, with scattered clouds. Temperatures range between 27 and 33 degrees. Winds are southwesterly at 14 kilometers per hour. Here's Jo talking about Serakan and a bit about her own projects.
I'm very happy today to speak about Serakan, where we are working with Chandresh. Chandresh is a person who allows many things to happen. He gives us the support in many ways. So in Serakan, we have now, since 1 year, a small kitchen, and we organized that. I organized that with two Indian women from the village, and we are doing so every day a meal for lunch at 12:30. Everyone is welcome. There is no money involved. People come with some vegetables or something, and we just share with them our food and our joy of life that is happening in Serakan.
Earth Day, today and every day. Awareness of the earth on which we stand and work and live each and every day. Tomorrow at Visitor Center, there will be an inauguration of the open-air environmental exhibition starting at 10 a.m. There will be sales highlighting eco-friendly options, including information towards elimination of dependency on plastic bags. There will be various educational demonstrations plus children's activities. Indigo dyeing, creating objects from recycled newspapers, sales, demonstrations of eco-friendly vehicles, and more, including food stalls and, of course, lunch. In the evening, films of past Earth Days, an organic vegan buffet dinner, concluding with a live music concert at 8 p.m. to midnight.
Earth Day is on 22nd April in Oroville, and it's also an International Earth Day. And this is the second year we are observing the Earth Day as a week-long event. But at the same time, Earth Day has been observed, you know, since 2000 in big way in Oroville. And it's a continuation, so it's a pleasure to be part of this. And there's a whole group of people who make it possible, not just the people who organizes, not just the people who coordinates, but definitely the people who come in and want to participate, want to communicate and inform awareness generations, make this event really special, but at the same time fun. So on 22nd this year, which is the D-Day, it would be in the visitor center. So event starts at 10 o'clock and it would continue. Different events will start, which end at midnight. So it ranges from children's activity to stalls to information, eco-vehicle, launching of various new products, and a film, great dinner, and entertainment. And I wish that everybody can come and enjoy the whole day. And wish it was a holiday, but it's not. But you know, I hope people can take time out and enjoy some events at least.
An introduction to sustainable farming in Oroville every Thursday at Buddha Garden Community Farm starting at 10 a.m. Come to Buddha Garden and hear about the work of sustainable farming. Look around the farm and participate in a question and answer session. The cost of ₹150 includes a short book by Priya about the principles of sustainable food growing. No need to book, just turn up. But for more details, email priya@oroville.org.in or phone 262-2940. Every Friday, there will be a buffet at the cafeteria at Visitor Center from 6:30 p.m. onwards. Vegetarian and non-veg selections are available. Here's some food for thought from the Mother's Agenda. Human blindness is such that many people expect to attain the truth while keeping the habit of lying. Lying is always the sign of a lack of courage, a refusal to face the situation as it is. It is imperative not to tell lies if one aspires to the truth. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. Thank you for listening.